Friday night at Reliance Stadium, the Houston Cougars kicked off their 2013 campaign with a game against the Southern Jaguars. But in the afternoon, Texans head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media, talked about the health of his ball club, and a little bit more in his typical day-after press conference.
We had a little light workout today, John, so to update you, Wade is still not working with us, but is doing very well. Probably, I tell you all the time, he probably worked harder than the team with the trainers. Sharpton was not back yet to work today. Hopkins still has not passed stage five, so that's something we hope to get done here. We hope will take place over the weekend before we get into Monday. Coming out of the game, Brennan Williams' knee swelling on us again. It's just been a reoccurrence every time we put him through some pretty stressful stuff, so we're dealing with that today. Trevardo Williams got rolled up at the end of the game. Got an ankle and a knee that's being evaluated. And that's it. That's it, John, for now. Well, I feel good about just the camp in general, John. I think I said this last night. I think the guys that have been out there and working, we've had a really good camp. You know, I think we're going to improve ourselves. We're going to have some really new faces, young faces on this team that we're going to be counting on. But I think that gives us a chance to ascend throughout the course of the season. So I feel good about that. The thing I'm concerned about, obviously, is some guys that we're counting on huge that have missed time. You know, so it goes back to Whitney. I mean, Whitney is back to work today. Worked with the team, looks great. But the fact is, he hasn't had a preseason. Aaron hasn't had a preseason. Ed hadn't had a preseason. You know what I mean? And Wade's missed a good period of time. So you'd like us all to be working together, but that is part of it, something we'll have to work through. So that would be my biggest concern right now. There was a five-day process from when he had the injections, and I can't remember exactly what day the injections were, where he basically was sitting idle. That time is up. He'll be back tomorrow, and you know, we're hoping to do some field drills on Monday and Tuesday with our extra days with him with Cap. And so we'll probably make a quick decision early in the week, Monday or Tuesday, on his availability for San Diego. But we're sitting here hoping. We'll see how that goes. Okay.
What did you see out of Posey that you might not have seen last night? How did he kind of grade out to you?
Well, at first you're just, you know, you're just glad that he's back at it. And, you know, he had 14 good plays and a couple of catches, got tackled, got hit, you know, those type of things. So just to get him back to work, and then he comes back today, and I actually worked the guys that didn't play in the game pretty hard today, did a bunch of individual stuff. He hopped right back in and went to work, so that was encouraging to me. So, you know, I think we're probably – he lines up against San Diego. He's probably like in his second or third preseason game, but that's okay. I mean, we got you know, we're going to have our group, and he's going to have his role. And, you know, how big that role is opening weekend, we'll have to wait and see, but he's come a long way.